Walking all alone, not long ago, I heard one wail and weep. Alas, he said, I am laid in sorrow strong and deep. To him cry I did reply, and privily abode. There did I find in secret mind the just and patient Job. His woeful pain did me constrain by force to wail and moan. God did him prove how he did love the living Lord alone. In heaviness he did express these words with bitter tears. Alas, poor man, wretched I am, in care myself outwears. This mortal life is but a strife, a battle great and strong. My years also to waste and go, and not continue long. The day wherein I did begin to move and stir my breath, would God I had an exchange made and turned unto death. So should not I in misery be wrapped as I am. The time and day well curse I may when to this world I came. For my faults past I am outcast and of all men abhorred. Oh, that I might once stand in sight to reason with the Lord. I should then know why he doth show this extreme cruelty upon his flesh, which is but grass, and born is for to die. From top to toe I feel with woe that sorrow is my meat. Put to exile with botch and boil, and dunghill is my seat. My kinsfolk talk and by me walk, wondering at my fall. They count my state unfortunate, and so forsake me all. My children five, which were alive, they all be quite destroyed. The plague fell on my cattle with all that I enjoyed. Should I for them my God blaspheme and his good gifts despise, that will I not but take my lot, giving his name the praise. They were not mine, but for a time, I know well it is so. God gave them me, why should not he again take them me fro? Thus having said, full still I stayed his end for to behold. I there did see his felicity increasing manifold. I know well then how patient men should not suffer in vain, but shall be sure to have pleasure rewarded for their pain.